Our understanding of atoms and what they are has improved over time. The models that we've used to understand the atoms have also changed. So if we look at Thomson's plum pudding model, in 1897, an English physicist called J.J. Thomson discovered electrons. He modeled the atom as a plum pudding, which was basically a ball of positive charge, which he called the dough in his pudding, and negatively charged electrons, which are the currents that run through the pudding, mixed in the dough. So then Rutherford's nuclear model came about. So in 1909, Ernest Rutherford discovered that alpha particles could bounce back off atoms. He concluded that an atom's mass was concentrated in the atom's center, and he called this the nucleus, and it contained positively charged protons. And the modern model was a development of that model by Rutherford, where Niels Bohr discovered that electrons orbit, so they fly around the nucleus at a fixed distance. And in 1932, James Chadwick discovered that some particles in the nucleus have no charge at all. And what he did, he called these particles neutrons. So you've got the positively charged protons and the neutrons with no charge in the nucleus, and then you've got the negatively charged electrons orbiting the nucleus at a fixed distance. So, just to recap that, there have been many models that of the atoms over the years. The first was J.J. Thomson's plum pudding model, and it showed that atoms were basically a ball of positive charge, which is like the dough in his plum pudding, with negatively charged currents, or electrons, that he thought of as the currents in the pudding, mixed through it. And then Rutherford's nuclear model was developed, and this showed that atoms' mass was concentrated in the central nucleus, and it contained positively charged particles that he called protons. And then after that, the modern model was developed, what we know today. So Niels Bohr basically discovered that electrons orbit the nucleus at a fixed distance, and then Chadwick discovered that some particles in the nucleus, which he called neutrons, had no charge at all. So in 1897, the English physicist called J.J. Thomson discovered protons. Apologies, he discovered electrons. He modelled the atom as a plum pudding, which is a ball of positive charge, like the dough in his plum pudding, and negatively charged electrons, which are the currents. So the important people in the history of the atom models we know today. So we had, first of all, J.J. Thomson, who came up with the plum pudding model. Then we had Niels Bohr, who discovered that the mass of an atom was concentrated in its center. Then Ernest Rutherford discovered that the electrons sit at fixed distance from the nucleus. Then James Chadwick finished that off with the modern model that we know today. So there are three different subatomic particles, and they all have different charges. Now, just to recap, those three subatomic particles are protons, neutrons, and electrons. Now, atoms have no overall charge, so they're neutral. And in an atom, these charges all cancel each other out. So the positives cancel out the negative charges, and then the neutrons have no charge. So protons have a relative charge of +1. They're found in the nucleus. And the element's atomic number is the number of protons it has. And all of the same elements that have the same number of protons. So any element that is the same, it will always have the same number of protons. Electrons have a relative charge of -1. They are found in fixed orbitals around the nucleus. And in any atom, the total number of negative electrons equals the number of positive protons, meaning the atom will have no overall charge. And then you've got neutrons. So neutrons have a relative charge of 0, and they are neutral. Like protons, they're also found in the nucleus. So just to recap that, what is the overall charge of the nucleus of an atom? Now remember, it's got positive protons in there, and it's got neutrons in there, which have no charge. So overall, the nucleus will be positively charged. How many different subatomic particles are there in an atom? Now remember, there's protons, electrons, and neutrons. So there are three. Protons, electrons, and neutrons. And also remember that in 1932, James Chadwick discovered that some particles in the nucleus have no charge at all. He called these neutrons. Electrons are the negatively charged particles, and they have been shown to orbit the nucleus at a fixed distance. Now, which of these statements are true? Let's see if you can get these. So, electrons have no charge, or electrons have a charge of -1. So that second one, electrons -1. Protons have a charge of +1, or neutrons have a charge of +1. Remember that protons have a charge of +1. Neutrons have the same charge as electrons. That doesn't sound right. Neutrons have a relative charge of 0 is correct. And overall, the nucleus of an atom is positively charged. And just to recap, that in J.J. Thompson discovered protons and he modelled the atom as a plum pudding. If you found this episode useful, you will find more episodes by searching for our new podcast channels. Search Revise GCSE and your subject for more podcasts to help you with your revision.